Hello, everybody. This is Craig Stepp. If you're receiving this podcast, don't worry. We were notified that you've downloaded a defective version of the previous show, and therefore were prompted to issue a security patch. In the previous show that we released, there were some elements that I left in by accident and some elements I deleted by accident. So when this patch is properly applied, it will complete your listening experience. But first, some warnings. Number one, do a backup. We can't stress how important this is. Please back up all your data regarding our Technorama show and our shows. To be doubly safe, burn copies of all our shows and distribute them between family and friends. Number two, after downloading the patch, disconnect from the internet and retire to a quiet place so you won't be disturbed. This is very important. And number three, while applying this patch, do not disconnect the power to your MP3 player. This is very important and could cause data loss or hardware destruction. Here are your instructions. When you hear the first tone, pause this patch file and play back episode 212 and stop the timer at 2 minutes and 49 seconds. Return to this patch file and then play.
On this day in tech history for April 2nd, 2008. This is April 2nd, it's the 93rd day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are just 273 days remaining until the end of 2008. It was on this date in 1513 that Juan Ponce de Leon sets foot on Florida, becoming the first known European to do so. The Coinage Act is passed, establishing in the United States mint on this date in 1792. And it was on April 2nd, 1902 that the Electric Theater, the first full-time movie theater in the United States, opened in Los Angeles, California. The first official panda crossing is opened outside Waterloo Station in London on this date in 1962. On April 2nd, 1973, LexisNexis, the computerized legal research service, is launched. The CN Tower is completed in Toronto, Ontario, Canada on April 2nd, 1975, reaching a total height of 553.33 meters, becoming the world's tallest freestanding structure. Happy birthday goes out on this date in 1527 to Abraham Ortelius, the Flemish cartographer and geographer. Dutch explorer Cornelis de Houtman was born on this date in 1575. Italian mathematician and physicist Francesco Maria Grimaldi was born on this date in 1618. Writer Hans Christian Andersen was born on April 2nd, 1805. Also born on that date in 1814 was Erastus Brigham Bigelow, the American inventor. Automobile pioneer Walter Chrysler was born on April 2nd, 1875. Sir Alec Guinness was born April 2nd, 1914.
We felt a great disturbance in the force.
English mathematician G. Spencer Brown celebrates his 85th birthday. Also born on this date in 1934, American mathematician Paul Joseph Cohen. And finally, happy 67th birthday to Dr. Demento. That's the way it was on this day in tech history for April 2nd, 2008.
Now, at the next tone, pause this patch file, return to episode 212, and continue playing at time marker 5 minutes and 9 seconds, and play until you reach 10 minutes and 54 seconds. Then, return to this patch file and play.
Hello, Chuck, and hello, Craig of
hello.
Technorama. It is Mark, the Incaffeinated One, here, and I'm taking up the challenge to call in or send a message to the show. Although I must admit, the occasion is not a happy one. You see, at approximately 8:32 a.m. and 43 seconds, Atlantic Standard Time, this morning, this Sunday morning, I suffered a loss. At first, it seemed just like sporadic symptoms. Perhaps something a simple lie down would help recover from. But alas, it turned out to be fatal. My MacBook Druid suffered a fatal hard drive crash, or some similar internal problem.
Uh-oh.
I'm quite sure it's the hard drive, as it no longer seems to be seen.
I don't like the sound of this.
Well, immediate effects to me include things like losing about a week's worth of work.
Bummer.
Before you ask, Sunday is my weekly backup day.
Good for you.
And I was only about a couple of hours away from getting it completed.
Murphy's
Law. I've also had difficulty backing up my applications. I haven't had a chance to get the external drive. Money has been tight. So beyond those effects, I've also lost a co-host for my show. As you may know, if you've been listening to The Weird Show, which you can find at theweirdshow.com, I have been somewhat
shameless
ill,
plug.
Lacking a voice, and I have enlisted the help of Bruce. Not the Bruce who calls in all the time, although he calls into my show too. No, Bruce was the voice of my MacBook, and well, my voice has recovered, but unfortunately Bruce will not. I'll be taking it in. Most likely the hard drive will be unrecoverable, meaning a completely fresh new install. I'll also be taking the MacBook in for a case change, as I've had that case-breaking problem a lot of MacBook owners seem to have. Which means the machine I get back will not be the same machine that I set out. I most likely will take this opportunity to also do the Leopard upgrade, which means the operating system will no longer be the same, and, well, I don't know if Bruce is still there, but I don't know if I could bring myself to use his voice in the co-hosting of my show, The Weird Show, found at theweirdshow.com in the future. So, what I wanted to say to you guys was this, and it could be an interesting topic. Do all geeks get so emotional about their hardware? Or do I just need a date? 101, guys.
Depends on how he's referring to hardware.
I think we do. I think there's an anthropomorphism that goes on with the machines.
I agree.
Truth be told, I came home and the machine that does the Skype answering machine appears to have gone belly up as well.
Oh, really?
Now, that wouldn't be the worst of it, but I think that's also the one we use remote desktop on the Mac to go run Windows version of Quicken. So I may have some salvage work on my hand this week.
Well, you know, I can say I get attached to stuff. I've got some devices that I don't want to get rid of, although they're not really of any use anymore. You know, could be an old hard drive, a couple of those. But I have to say the laptops I can get attached to pretty easy because I carry them around and, you know, they're a big part of my life.
And you
can
caress them. take them to bed at night.
Wait a minute. No, my wife made me quit doing that.
Tuck them into their little laptop cozy.
Yeah. Oh, laptop cozy. Oh, boy. Okay.
All right.
Too much information. Congratulations, your patch file has been successfully applied. You may return to episode 212 and play starting at time marker 15 minutes and 9 seconds. Thank you from all of us at Technorama. Have a good day. 101.